Summertime is vacation time, and where you go, you might encounter palms and cycads. This is GLT's Grow, your podcast for practical gardening advice from our expert Patrick Murphy from Illinois State University's School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. I'm Mike McCurdy. Murph, thanks for stopping by for another edition of Grow.
Great to be here, Mike.
So I think I know what a palm is. What's a cycad, and are there any significant differences?
The palms that I want to talk with you about today, Mike, are the ones that are tree-like in appearance, you know, they got a big trunk and all the fronds up on top. The cycad is another common tropical plant, but they grow in a mounding fashion. They're a little closer to the ground, like a foundation shrub. They look a little bit like a badminton birdie, actually.
Does one flower and one not?
All plants flower, basically, but the cycad, some of them can give you a recognizable flower of value. Otherwise, the flower is kind of inconspicuous and hard to set your watch by.
And when did palms start to gain favor as houseplants or as part of, you know, tropical landscaping?
The palms and cycads are some of the oldest domesticated plants that we as gardeners and landscapers have to choose from. Both plants were moved around during the turn of the century when garden arts and horticulture and botany were dramatically increasing the awareness and appreciation of these and many other unique plants.
So plants go in and out of favor. There's an ebb and flow to these botanical tastes. Are palms still popular?
They are, Mike. They're so popular that palms and cycads both, which are important in the southeast part of the United States, there are lots of communities and organizations that host palm and cycad groups that I can compare like to orchid societies and bonsai clubs.
Interesting. So I have to guess there are a few that are native to the United States, or are the palms I see in California and Florida all non-native?
Most are non-native. A few palms are native to the U.S., but almost all the world's palms and many of the cycads are now found in our coastal areas. And in contrast, Florida has a lot greater population of palms than most of California. Florida and the southeast native palms include just a few. Everglades palm, that's a small kind of understory palm. Florida silver palm, needle palm, royal palm, and the cabbage palm. A lot of people call that a saw palmetto palm, so it's kind of the silvery blue thing. The sago palm and queen sago palm are cycads that are native to Florida. Their name makes it confusing because they're not actually palms. The sago and the queen sago look a lot alike. That low green badminton birdie type thing with a kind of a stiff prickly boughs. California and the southwest native palms include only the California fan palm. No cycads are native there.
Is the problem in California is that sometimes it gets really dry?
No, it's not a problem. It's just that it's in a different location geographically, and a lot of the palms that came to the U.S. on the East Coast, they were brought this way by maritime trade and explorers and things like that.
Are they drought tolerant? Because you think of palms in the desert near an oasis sometimes.
Some are more tolerant than others. Some can fail from droughts and extreme dry weather as well as, say, hurricane beatings, and the palm will lay down on the ground only to stand itself up over a couple years again.
And what about edible fruit from the palms? There's the coconut. I assume there are dates.
Right. There's not a whole lot of edible parts there than the obvious ones you mentioned, but they are important to humanity because they've given us lots of building materials. There's one palm that's specific to making the thatch tikis that we all love when we go on vacation, and that's the thatch palm.
So if you had to pick a few to go with, maybe something you want to plant here or in a pot or maybe in the landscaping, what would you go with?
If we wanted to incorporate some palms for drama in our landscape here in the Midwest, you would want to choose those plants that are available for sale in your local big retailer or at the garden center.
Is that because you presume that they're going to stock the plants that would be successful here?
Yeah, and it's going to be difficult to order a palm through the mail, unlike it's not difficult to order bare root trees and shrubs. But I'm pretty sure you can't order a bare root palm.
There's a lot of bulk there.
Yeah, but a lot of palms and evergreen tropicals, if you will, that are for sale, they have something in common. They have a kind of a grassy frond. The leaves are kind of grassy. versus, say, like a banana plant, which has a big surface leaf that's kind of like a platter, those get tore up in the wind quickly. And one robust, hot, windy day here in central Illinois, and that banana plant is going to be torn to shreds.
Just rips them up.
But the parlor palms and the sago palms, which are cycads, they're there for sale and right here in central Illinois. They don't mind that wind. They love the reflective heat, and you can water them and fertilize them right along with your bedding plants or perennials or containers, either one.
And you have a list of 14 different palms, and we'll put those online at WGLT.org.
Okay, great.
I see what I think are palms in pots in Uptown Normal, and I love the way they look, but I don't know the first thing about caring for them or watering them or wintering them over. Are they tough to care for?
They're really not, and I like to recommend them to people that are enthusiastic about gardening and want to try something different and get a different look. Movement is something that everyone notices in the landscape, and tropical plants and some palms. So you might find a cane palm at the nursery center.
And what does a cane palm look like?
A cane palm is a smaller palm, similar to like a cluster palm, a traveler palm. Is a humongous palm, but you can find them in the smaller sizes, and the leaf is not exactly what you're looking for. But the parlor palm's not exactly a palm. It's a kind of a grassy, bamboo-y plant that looks like a palm.
Oh, so those aren't palms. Those aren't palms.
Not
in
a
the
true,
pots in
not
Uptown
a true
Normal.
Palm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about feeding, fertilizing?
It's very easy. It's almost impossible to overwater a palm. If it's in the ground, maybe have some problems, but generally speaking, they're very tough, and it's another reason I think it's a great thing for gardeners to try, because they're quite hardy. They love the conditions of our Midwestern spring, summer, and early fall. The minute you start getting some cool night temperatures, though, you got to think about moving them into your conservatory at the ranch, if you have such a thing. If you don't, you treat them as an annual and toss them out.
So are they expensive?
Typically not.
So you could get them, toss them, and...
Yeah, people are paying more for the grafted hibiscus or a grafted hydrangea or a grafted this or that that's also for sale there. The palm is about half that.
Hmm. So if you wanted to winter them over, what's the temperature you should bring them in?
I would say when your nighttime temperatures are dipping below 50, you want to start making plans to bring them in, because they cannot handle cold really at all.
A one-off's not bad. I mean, we had a low of 55 just recently. That's probably fine as long as it's not sustained.
Right, and one or two nights of cold weather do not justify bringing them in the middle of the summer. This is when it's consistently getting cooler.
And I guess if you're going to use them as accent plants or in a pot, make sure your eyes aren't bigger than your appetite, because if you want to save them, you got to find the room for them somewhere inside, and you just can't store them in the basement and have them winter over. They need sunlight.
Yeah, and I've met gardeners, Mike, that came across the realization in the opposite order. So they bought a particular plant, let's say they bought a sago palm, and they had it in their sunroom, but then when the spring started arriving, they moved that pot outside to give the palm some natural light, and expose it to the insects and all that stuff. And then they noticed, wow, this thing's doing great. So then it became part of the rotation.
If you have any questions about palms, cycads, or Midwestern native plants for that matter, get in touch and we might answer your questions on an upcoming episode of Grow. I'm Mike McCurdy with Patrick Murphy. Send your gardening questions to WGLT.org/grow.